It's the least common type of forest in New Hampshire.
Even globally, it's pretty rare. But we have it right here in the Granite State. I'm Chris Martin.
I'm Dave Anderson, and this is Something Wild. So who was that?
That's Jason Mazurowski.
Yeah, I'm a field naturalist. I'm a master's student in the field naturalist program at the University of Vermont.
He knows quite a lot about New Hampshire and the type of wild habitat we're looking at today.
Must be time for another edition of New Hampshire's Wild Neighborhoods, where we examine a single wildlife habitat and the many species of flora and fauna that call it home.
And today, we're focused on
pitch pine scrub oak woodland,
often called pine barrens for short.
Excellent choice.
To understand why pine barrens are so rare in the Northeast, we need to talk for a moment about forest succession.
Really?
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, well, the default landscape in New Hampshire is forest, which is to say, if you left your backyard alone, before your broken lawnmower even rusted, you'd have a forest.
And there's a well-established succession of tree species that our forests follow.
You can actually tell how old the forest is by what types of trees you see.
Pine barrens is one of many young forest types that are often, in turn, succeeded by taller trees.
There is unrest in the forest. There is trouble with the trees. For the maple.
Geddy Lee was right. There is unrest in the forest. Those taller trees hog all the sunlight, and the shorter pitch pines and scrub oaks that make up the barrens die off.
Pine barrens also favor sandy, well-drained soil, which is prime real estate, quite literally, and is often developed for human habitat.
But the reason pine barrens survive is because they thrive on disturbance, particularly wildfire.
They're not only fire-adapted, but they're fire-dependent.
So we call pitch pine a semi-serotonous species.
Serotony is a term that refers to a cone that can only be opened by fire. Only heat will cause that cone to open up and release the seeds within.
As long as the fire is low to the ground, it feeds on the underbrush, often made up of competing vegetation, like white pines, that would otherwise outgrow the pitch pine.
And the fire leaves behind lovely mineral-rich soil that is the perfect nursery for pitch pine seeds.
But if fire is suppressed, pitch pines are usually outcompeted by the inevitable march of forest succession.
Pitch pine is one of a number of fire-tolerant plants that make their home in pine barrens.
Another strategy those species use is to store a large amount of resources in their root system. That way, when a fire does incinerate the exposed plant, the stores in the roots can quickly regenerate the plant.
And there are many insects whose host plants occur in this wild neighborhood.
So we know there's an unusually high amount of endangered moths and butterflies in the pine barrens, and they're feeding on scrub oak and blueberry.
Insects like our state butterfly, the nationally endangered Karner blue, and the Phalaria tiger moth.
It's the combination of these insects, dry sandy soil for ground nesting, and scrub for cover, which adds up to a perfect location for certain insectivores like whippoorwills and nighthawks.
It's uncommon to find these birds at all, but it's even more unusual to find them together.
Jason was doing research at New Hampshire's own Ossipee Pine Barrens, the state's largest, and captured a truly rare recording.
It was night, and the moon was full.
And whippoorwills are tied to the lunar cycle. It's a full moon, they will call all night long.
Amidst this chorus of whippoorwills,
I had two nighthawk males that were displaying. They were diving, and when they dive through the air, they kind of turn at the last minute right before they hit the ground and do this upward inflection, and air rushes through their feathers and makes this booming noise.
Wow!
That recording demonstrates what a misnomer pine barrens is. They're actually a vibrant neighborhood in New Hampshire's natural world. I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Our producer is Andrew Perella.
Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR.
I actually don't have any other pickups.
Never heard that before.